New Mexico's greatest hits, Big 98.5. Big Benny on your radio. Hopefully you're having yourself a good one. I'll tell you what, very excited. Celebrity Hotline, we have on the phone. Are you ready for this, family? Look, big show coming. May 20th, Isleta Amphitheater. The man is, I believe he celebrated his 15th anniversary with this band last year. So he's been doing it for a long time. We're very excited. And being a drummer myself, I am very, very excited to have on the Celebrity Hotline, Mr. Dean Castronovo of Journey.
Big Benny! How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Dean, man. Good to talk to you, man. Thanks for doing this. I really appreciate it, man.
Oh, dude, anytime. And I'm sitting here with my fiance hanging out in L.A., just getting ready for the Steve Miller Journey juggernaut this year.
Yeah, and it's going to be a huge one with special guest Tower of Power as well, man. Dean, look, you've been doing this for a long time, bro. I got to ask you. I love to do this. I love to ask anybody I ever get from a band, is there still, after all this time now that you've been touring and you've been around the world, you've performed practically every place in the world, is there still a tune for you that when you see it on the set list and it comes up, as much energy as you put into playing the drums on tour, that you go, all right, here we go?
Oh, Escape, dude, by far. Escape is still, I remember getting that record the very first time, and that's the first song, that's the first track on that record.
Right.
I heard that and it blew my mind. It blew my mind. Steve Smith, of course, is one of my hugest influences. In my opinion, still one of the greatest drummers of all time. And to listen to him play with such taste and still just rock it out of the park was just incredible. So for me, when I hear Neil coming, oh, I know, it's on.
Getting ready for the huge show on May 20th at Isleta Amphitheater. Now, the tour kicks off May 15th there in California for you. Are you, I mentioned a second ago, you're one of the most intense drummers I've ever seen. I mean, night in, night out. Do you have some sort of regimen as we get closer to the kickoff of the tour? Do you do any kind of extra workouts, man, or is this just a natural thing for you?
It is a natural thing. You know, the funny thing is when I get off the road, and my fiance and my kids will tell you, the drums are put away, and it's family time. It's like I can't bring my work home with me.
I just
can't. So I get home, and it's for my two boys, my two daughters, and my fiance. It's their time. So, you know, I do some playing here and there, but I don't actually sit down and go, okay, I'm getting ready for a tour because I'm pretty healthy now. I mean, you know, everything has been going good physically and for me. So it's when we start the rehearsals with the band, that's the time. We get 2 weeks and we just start blazing, and I'll go in maybe an hour early and just like screw around a little bit, you know, just kind of get the ball in motion, get the wheels, you know, rolling, and then boom, you know, we go out and we start playing, and it's pretty effortless.
Awesome, man. I tell you what, because like I said, I see you, you know, on TV or anything like that. I can't help but just, I'm sitting there going, man, I do not know how Dean, night in and night out, can do this and not just be, you know, I mean, because I met you in Phoenix about 3 years ago when you guys were doing the tour with Foreigner and Night Ranger, and I was sitting there and I was like, man, this guy just nonstop. And then after the show, you're just like, hey, what's going on? How's everybody doing? It's almost just like, you could have just kept going, man.
You know, it's the ADHD in me, bro. I'm just spinning. My poor band guy's got to give me candy and cake to calm me down after the shows. I'm not
No, I hear you, man. Now you were talking about your health. You're in better health now. When I did meet you 3 years ago as well, you were starting the doing the e-cigs, man, because you were trying to get off. So did you finally kick it, man? Did you kick this whole cigarette habit?
I hate to say it. No, it's hard, bro. This thing is horrible. You know, alcohol and stuff like that, that was rough. But this is horrendous. Trying to get off a cigarette, and I'm sure all you cigarette smokers out there will tell you, yeah, it's rough. It's really rough. But I'm trying to cut down before the tour. Obviously, you know, I'm doing the best I can. I'm on the American Spirits now, so I don't quite, you know, tear it up like I used to with the Marlboro Red. You know, yeah. Getting better.
Amazing, man. On the Celebrity Hotline with Dean Castronovo, drummer for Journey, coming to town on May 20th, Isleta Amphitheater. You can get those tickets now, livenation.com. That is the website. Now, on a side note here, Dean, I know that you've also done some work recently, and I'm asking this because I know this is going to be released on the day that you are here in Albuquerque. You and Neil Schon worked on a tune called So You.
Yes, yes. Oh, the record, dude, is incredible. It's me, Neil, and Marco Mendoza, a little power trio thing, and everybody got to sing on the record. You know, Neil and Jack Blades helped with, you know, did a lot of the lyric stuff, and Jack Blades honestly helped me a ton with, you know, melodies and stuff like that, singing on this record. Because I'm a background singer, dude. I'm, you know, for me, to go sing lead on a record is daunting and frightening. It's scary. So for me, you know, it was a great outlet for me to be able to, you know, Neil allowed me to sing on the stuff, and as well as Mark Lynn himself. And it's a great record. I'm very proud of the thing. It's just, we did it like almost 2.5 years ago. It's finally now coming out, and I'm going, wow, this thing is awesome. Where has this been? Neil's like, well, I've been busy with other things. But now that it's coming out, I'm really excited to have it come out. It's a fun record. I love working with Neil, obviously. I mean, you know, he's my big brother, has been since, you know, 1988. And Marco is just ridiculous. One of the most amazing bass players I've ever had the privilege to work with. He's amazing.
Amazing stuff, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Dean, I appreciate you again taking the time to talk to us here on Big 98.5 in front of the tour, which once again kicks off on May 15th, and then just 5 days later, right here in Albuquerque. Do not miss this man doing his thing behind the drums, man. I'm telling you, Dean, it's phenomenal watching you work, my man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, also, I want to go visit the, is it the Dulce Air Force Base? Is that what? I'm in New Mexico somewhere. I want to see aliens. Stuff, man. I hear they're all over, so I'm going to go check it out.
Make sure, yeah. You know what? I'm sure we can find some folks that would love to take you on a tour, man.
That's frightening.
Man, oh, man.
Big Benny.
So excited. I appreciate it, Dean, taking the time to talk to us here on Big 98.5. You are the man.
You be the man, bro. Have a great day, and everybody in Albuquerque, let's go kick some butt. We'll be there soon. It'll be awesome.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Dean Castronovo, everybody, from Journey. Cannot wait for the show. Once again, May 20th. Isleta Amphitheater. It's going to be a heck of a show along with the Steve Miller Band and the Tower of Power. Get your tickets now online, livenation.com. All right, there you go. Speaking of Journey, I'm going to go ahead and play one of those cuts because you know you love it. Turn your radio up, buy your tickets, and of course, keep it locked in to Big 98.5 for your free tickets as well. Oh, yeah. A little rock and roll coming your way. Oh, Lord, is it Friday? I believe it's Friday. It's Journey. Oh.